Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning some of the interesting data coming out of the Central Order. One of the key things that I've seen that our producers have been able to do in the Central Order is they've been able to reduce the somatic cell count of the milk that they're delivering to our various processing plants. For you as the consumer, there's some advantages to that. Lower cell counts in the raw milk coming into the processing plant will increase the shelf life of fluid milk, also increases the quality of other dairy products that you consume. For most of the year, dairy farms delivered milk to the processing plants that was less than 200,000 in somatic cell count. Back in 2000, the average somatic cell count was over 300,000. So this is a significant decrease in somatic cell count of the raw milk coming into our plants. How has the dairy farmers done this? Well, it's a lot of hard work. It involves providing a very clean environment for the dairy cows because part of the mastitis that they deal with, which results in an increase in somatic cell count, is a result of the environment that they lay in and are exposed to. So they have done an excellent job of improving the housing as well as the environment that the cow is housed in. They've also improved their techniques in milking, treatment of mastitis, and particularly the teat end health their animals have. This is all done by improving our consistency in the milking procedure as well as making sure that our milking equipment is adjusted correctly and maintained to a high degree. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.